You're listening to The Exchange. I'm Mary Hartnett. A nationally acclaimed artist recently put her talent to work on a mural on West 7th Street in Sioux City. She arrived in town on August 27th. The mural is part of a multi-million dollar reconstruction project along the West 7th corridor between Wesley Parkway and Hamilton Boulevard. The creation by Sarah C. Rutherford is the first of several that will be installed on the sides of buildings to help beautify the area. Sarah is from Rochester, New York. She talked to Siouxland Public Media's Sheila Brummer a few days into her week-long project.
So I paint murals. I've been traveling now for a few months, so I worked on one in California. And we actually drove across country, and on our way back, we're stopping here to do this mural. There's elements to Sioux City that remind me of Rochester, New York, so I feel at home here. And we've really enjoyed all the people. Everyone's been super friendly, and the restaurants and food. It's been really great.
Can you explain, since this is radio, explain your design and the inspiration behind it?
The wall's about 80 feet by 25 feet, I think. And it's on a little bit of a rougher surface, so that's been a fun challenge to work with. But we have a northern harrier hawk who's endangered to the area. The habitat of the hawk is the prairie, so we were in the background featuring kind of the rigidity of a cornfield transforming into a prairie, and specifically thinking about some of the regenerative practices locally, like the Sioux City Prairie. It's so cool that you have that right in the city, as well as in the surrounding area.
No, that's good. And it just looks like a huge task to do this. What does it take physically to get this put together? I mean, this is quite a feat. You do have an assistant, but how does it all kind of come together?
It is a feat. And again, because of the texture of the wall, we've had to use all spray. So we have a couple spray guns and spray paint. It's very physical. We've been doing 12, 14-hour days just trying to make a big progress on it. Hopefully we'll be done by the end of the week.
I thought at first they thought it would take a couple of weeks mm-hmm. to put this together, but it seems like you've been putting in long days, and the design to me looks like you've come a long way already.
Yeah, we started by really filling a lot of the background, and it's starting to come to life. And then the next few days, we have one more day on background, and the next day would be really going back in with a lot of the details on the foreground. I think it's hard when you're painting in public space having something that's half done, so I'm always really anxious to work as hard as possible and get it done as soon as I can, so that, you know, people can see it in its full form.
And you were a few days into this, and we had a huge rainstorm, and I was thinking to myself, this poor mural downtown, is it going to wash away, or what happens when it rains? Is that a challenge, or really not something that's much to worry about?
Well, obviously, if I'm mid-painting, it raining on me is not ideal. But that rainstorm happened in the evening, so it was totally fine. You know, the paint dries relatively quickly, so it's not, the mural will not wash away. It's there. It's good. Have no fear.
I don't know. For some reason, I was thinking that when it was raining overnight.
No, a few people have asked me that question, so we are good. Specifically, even with spray paint, because it is enamel paint, you can actually paint in the rain. Obviously, once the wall gets wet, you can't paint on a wet wall, but if it's just sprinkling, you can actually still paint, so it's okay.
Do you ever have a dream space of where you'd like to paint, if they would let you paint there?
Definitely. I mean, I want to keep going bigger and bigger. My biggest wall so far is, I think it was 7 stories by 100 feet or 150 feet. And I'd love to do something that's like 12 stories, you know, just the next level, I think, of scale would be really exciting. But that said, I really love coming to cities like Sioux City, coming to a place that isn't oversaturated with murals. I think it just feels more impactful and more exciting to me.
How did you ever get into painting murals? I mean, did you think as a child, hey, I want to be a mural artist someday? Or how did this all progress for you?
Yeah, actually, the cool piece is that in Rochester, New York, there was a mural festival called Wall Therapy that started. And there was an artist, Faith 47, who came from South Africa to paint. And I remember watching her. I was 25 at the time. She was using spray paint, and she was just rocking it. And I was just blown away. I'm like, oh, here, this can be a job that you do. You could travel from another country to come paint in my small town. And it really shifted something for me. So the next year I got to paint with Wall Therapy, and now I'm doing this work, and now I'm traveling. So that was kind of how the idea was planted, and it wasn't until I was 25. So it's cool. I run a youth mural program in Rochester, New York, And it's cool because I tell those kids, I'm like, you're 18, you're 17, 16, you're starting this way earlier than I ever did. So yeah, that's kind of how it was planted. And I always painted really large scale paintings. So it made sense to have a wall be my canvas.
How often are you traveling? Do you ever get downtime, or is there a spot in the world you still want to go do murals?
Definitely. I hope to travel more. During the pandemic, I wasn't traveling, so it was kind of nothing, and then now it's been a lot. So I've been on the road for a few months now, and I'm really missing being home and my family. So I'm excited to have a little downtime. This season, I am going down to Birmingham, Alabama, and Indiana, Pennsylvania. And then hopefully, you know, fall, winter, I might take a little downtime at home in Rochester.
How many days on the road usually for you?
Well, this has been the longest trip. I've always wanted to drive cross country, so this was the first time doing that. And I actually just started an MFA grad program called Nomad MFA. That was in June, so I've really been traveling since June. And then this is kind of the last stop until I get to go home for a few weeks and then hit the road again.
So you're doing school on the road too?
Yeah.
I think it's hard to do school when you're not on the road, because I'm getting a master's right now. So, you know, just trying to find the Wi-Fi and all that kind of stuff.
It has been very challenging being on the road and trying to maintain school as well. There's been a little bit of a downtime right now. It's a low residency MFA program. So really the summer was spent doing a lot of our own work. And then we're just starting now for the fall semester. So I have a meeting with my thesis advisor on Thursday. So it's going to be good.
No, I wish you the best of luck. Anything else you'd like to share? Anything else you'd like to say to people who are listening?
I think what's really cool to be part of this initiative, where there's a few murals all happening on this street, I'm going to be excited to see what it looks like in a year from now and come back and check it out.
Is that a big trend now, having murals in cities across the country?
Yeah, I definitely think there are mural scenes popping up in around the country. I mean, it's been going on for a while, but even in smaller cities like Rochester, 10 years ago, we didn't really have many murals. And now, specifically even just with wall therapy, there's over 150 murals in Rochester. So I don't say oversaturation. I don't think there is an oversaturation point. But for me, I love bringing mural work to people that might have not seen the process before. I think there's just a different interaction. And I think it is cool for people to see a mural unfold and just the whole process.
And this is just one of many murals that will be popping up along West 7th, which I think by the time, I think they want to do several, which is a good thing.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be one right across the street. And my hope is that those two will have an interaction. Part of why I chose the bird flying towards the street was to hopefully interact with the mural that's going to be on the other side of the street. So I think it's going to be a powerful statement.
What do you think of some of the other murals that you've seen in Sioux City?
Yeah, I definitely have seen a few, and I'm excited to see more. I heard about the art event that happens in the alley. You know, obviously there's some really cool stuff happening here, and, you know, hopefully this just keeps building and adding more.
That's mural artist Sarah C. Rutherford of Rochester, New York. You can see her masterpiece on the side of the American Home Healthcare Building at 214 West 7th Street in Sioux City. The next artist will arrive soon from South Korea. Siouxland Public Media Sheila Brummer served on the West 7th Mural Committee. The Alley Art Festival mentioned by Sarah takes place Saturday, September 25th in downtown Sioux City. This year, the event will expand to include an alley behind the Orpheum Theater. Along with the art, there will be live music, food trucks, and more.